Now, Tuesday saw some of Britain's Olympic and Paralympic heroes descend on the palace, a celebration of a memorable summer of sporting success in the country. And Wednesday, it was the chance to rejoice at one a little closer to home. Kent's ladies, county champions again. I was granted exclusive broadcast access to the event and hopped on the train from Tunbridge Wells to share in their day. In true cricketing tradition, the girls got together at one of their favourite watering holes first, then we headed round the corner to the Lord Taverner's residence in Buckingham Place. Also in attendance, the men's county champions Warwickshire and a generous selection of the great and good of English cricket. Now, before an overly healthy summer buffet was enjoyed, the traditional introductions and congratulations, the ECB chief exec David Collier joining in, and a rather partisan effort from the former Kent and England captain, Chris Cowdery.
Very, very briefly, congratulations again to both Warwickshire and, more importantly, the Kent ladies.
So the formalities and lunch out of the way, a bit of mingling and hobnobbing was in order. Lydia Greenway, a stalwart of five Kent-winning sides, a seasoned pro at this malarkey, she told me what to expect.
When you're there standing the other side of the gates, it's actually quite a cool thing. You see all the tourists sort of taking pictures, and it's just a really nice occasion for everyone involved. Just the fact that we have to go up and shake hands with Prince Philip, that's pretty nerve-wracking in itself, and obviously being at Buckingham Palace, I think those sorts of things are always pretty special.
Indeed, whether a dab hand at the royal schmoozing or a complete novice, the nerves commonplace throughout the entire Kent team. Here's Deanna Cooper and 17-year-old first-timer Grace Gibbs.
You try not to trip up when you're walking towards him and things like that, but it's really good, actually. We really enjoyed it the last couple of years. So.
Nervous grimace has just come onto Grace's face. Grace, what are you expecting?
I don't really know. I think I'm going to be really nervous when he gets there now, because I'll end up tripping over. I'll be the person to trip over out of everyone.
Niceties done with, time to get down to business. A privileged opportunity to get into the palace grounds. We were escorted into the south drawing room inside the palace. Plush red carpets, priceless artwork, and 50 or so expectant cricketing folk awaiting His Royal Highness. Now, we weren't allowed to get close enough to record him, but Charlotte Edwards led her team forward to collect their medals and the trophy. With a courtesy to be proud of, it has to be said. The efforts of the other girls, though, less impressive, and a source of much amusement afterwards.
Well, we got told about 2 minutes before we went up that we'd probably be preferred if we curtsied. I thought mine was pretty good, but some of the other curtsies I saw from so many of the girls was pretty dreadful, if I'm honest.
We're just like, what? We've never curtsied before. We just shake his hand. And so Charlotte started with a very good curtsy. I went second. I think I pulled off the curtsy quite well, actually. And then it just went all downhill from there.
I was at the back of the queue. I only got told to follow what everyone else did. We kind of felt that it was more of a falling over affair than just a sort of curtsy with a bob of the head.
Oh, Grace, you were nervous about this, but you said you'd practice. So did that practice come did it come in handy?
No, it didn't work. I forgot how to do it. And then I just got told to follow everyone else, and no one was doing it right. So I was just... It wasn't good.
Embarrassing themselves in front of the prince aside, Susie Rowe was spellbound by the entire occasion.
You know, I've been here a couple of times before now, but it's still very special. And that's how many times you come here, and to be presented with your county championship medal by Prince Philip, it's a pretty great honour, yeah.
Indeed, even though she's done this with England on countless occasions, Captain Edwards admitted this one topped all of them.
I actually prefer coming here with your county team, because some of these girls never get to experience days like this, and hopefully some of them will get to play for England. And, you know, this is the ultimate for a county cricketer.
So off that young generation then, well, we'll leave the final word to the baby of the group to capture it all perfectly.
A bit like mind-blowing, like you wouldn't expect it to happen to you, but obviously it has... I'm just in shock.
And I'm of no doubt that she and her teammates will recover in time to return to the Queen's pad this time next year, having practiced their curtsies, hopefully. This is Ben Croucher for BBC Radio Kent at Buckingham Palace.